have a sort of a vision as we're moving into third generation systems, and Etsy is announcing the standards. This is, I see as having three distinct sorts of data services. If you're going to be talking about fast moving mobiles, then we'll get modest data rates, maybe 104 kilobit per second, to the vehicle and mobile users, and they will use, I believe, omni or sector base station antennas. I don't really see, personally, that that's an area for applying these smart antennas. But if you want to go to third generation system and put up the rate, if you want to start delivering video over the air, then you're going to, at a first step, you'll need to get to something like 384 kilobits per second. You'll probably now be talking about pedestrian and indoor users. In other words, these are users that are still moving, but they're moving at very modest rates. And I predict that that will be where the main application for base station array processing will be. But I would like to suggest to predict further, when we're going for 2 megabit per second to the user, I think we're really talking about the indoor desktop user. You're actually going to be sitting at your desk. If you wanted 2 megabits, it's only going to be at your desk and it's going to be going over your PC. If you think about trying to provide 2 megabits, that's gobbling up 40% of the current IS-95 system, or more than 40% of the... it's gobbling up 40% of the third generation system. And so I don't think you can have that for one user. But if you now put arrays at both the base station and the mobile, then you can actually get that processing gain at both ends of the link. Because if you've got a PC on the desk, it must be possible to configure some sort of smart antenna within the PC with a processor that sets it up to optimise it for a particular link. The PC is not going to be moved again because you're going to be working at your desk for some time, but you're wanting to download very fast data up into a base station. So I personally believe that 2 megabit per second, you will see a base station array, but you'll also see an array on the mobile, because I think that's going to be essential if we're going to try to deliver data at that rate to the mobile user.